Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're back, bitch.
Took a while, but
you know what?
We took a little break.
Life happens. We didn't know we were taking a break.
We didn't know. Well, I didn't know.
I sort of saw the break coming.
But like, I thought it'd be like 1 week.
Well,
2 weeks at most. And then nature had other plans.
Yeah, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. I feel like it's been a lifetime since we've recorded. I feel like I'm a brand new bitch and not for the best. But yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah. Did you miss us?
I know they missed us. Yeah. I love how we released merch and then dipped.
I know. It's like, it's to tide you over. Like, little did you know, it's because we're going out for cigarettes and never coming back.
Right. Little did we know, too. But it's good to be back. I swear to God, these last 3 weekends, I was like, this is what life is like without a podcast. I have so much time.
Yeah. It's true. Like, every weekend, I'm like, so we're recording.
Yeah.
Like, I just assume that's on the schedule.
We're recording and then editing. Yeah. And listen, I love editing, but it's not a quick process. You know what I mean? I usually get first round, and so I'm cutting shit, and I'm super anal, obviously, because I'm a psychopath. Yeah, and this these past few, I'm like, wow, what do I do with myself?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do I do with my hands? You know?
What did you do?
I went shopping.
Okay. It's a season.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to Denver.
Oh, that's right. To visit your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, Matt, if you're listening to this, I mean this in the most positive way. It was fully fueled by guilt because
he's like visited you like 5 times.
Because he's fucking allegedly moving here.
Okay. I thought he lived in LA for some reason.
He did.
Oh,
because they always say he lives in LA.
Right, right.
But he actually lives
Denver
in Denver.
Denver is not LA.
Right. So I went to Denver. That was cute. A really quick trip. And then, yeah, I like keep trying to have my like early summer fantasy, but it's like, this is what it's like in New York right now. Let me set the scene for you. Every week it's gorgeous. It's 70 and sunny and breezy and beautiful. And then Friday at 5 p.m., it's completely dark, overcast, and pardon my language, but pissing and shitting rain. I'm sorry, I know that's unbecoming, but that's what it is. And it's like, I just want to run around with my tits out. Like, please. So, you know, just been... Oh, I'm also... I don't want to talk about it, but I've been working my dick off lately.
That's what I figured, because I wasn't, like, hearing from you as often. So I was like, oh, he's busy.
I am having... I'm in free fall with my career.
Really?
Yeah. Things are going extremely well, but I have taken on more than I can handle.
Oh, no.
But it's all, but it, like I've said, it's like all
like
shit.
Like freelance stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and it's like all opportunities.
Well, it'll end.
Yeah, it'll end. And I am sort of in control. I am in control of it, and much more than I felt before. And, but it's like, you know, these are opportunities that I've always wanted, so I'm not going to say no to them. And I've just got to balance them or try. And I feel very lucky. I feel a little like devil may care with editorial right now. I feel.
Same. I've not been on it.
I've not been on it by choice. I feel like I'm entering like my villain era. Or like,
what does that mean? Because I keep seeing that phrase like to the point where even Spotify has like a villain mode playlist they served me, and I was like, what the fuck is, like, the first track was Taylor Swift, and I was like, the fuck is this supposed to mean? Like, I don't understand what this is.
I'd listen. I just feel like I'm like a who listens to this show? Listen, I'm very grateful for everything I do and everything I have done, but I sort of look around and I'm like, what is anyone doing? You know what I mean?
I think that all the time.
And
I never know what's happening.
Including myself. Including myself. It just feels like the industry's in a weird spot right now, and like marketing's in a crazy spot right now. Yeah. And I'm just like, you sort of, when I was pitching to you via text, you're like, listen, this is all propaganda. You know
Pretty
what I mean?
Pretty much.
And I know that.
We've reached the propaganda era.
Yeah. I'm just sort of like out of patience with a lot of things. Mm. And it's like, I'm going to cut all this out. But yeah, I'm just sort of like, I just don't feel like this is serving me right now.
You know what
I mean? It's not like really.
Beauty's in a weird place now.
Yeah.
I think because like, we're like, you know, I don't want to, like, we're not coming. I guess we are coming back to regular life as it was.
Yeah.
And despite all the chit chat and the talk of like how things should be different, where the blind spots are, mm-hmm. like who this is being served by what, mm-hmm. and like who could better be served and how things could be more inclusive. It's like, oh, we're allowed out again and to be normal. Never mind all that.
Yeah.
Back to pumping out product and as you were.
I don't know. I just feel like...
It just feels... Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
You're like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Right. Maybe that's why I'm like,
yeah,
signed on.
We're having like an existential glitch.
Listen, things are great. Like, I don't even want to talk about work. It's all going really well and all of that. But I'm like, I'm so fucking sick of talking about my job to my own.
You could be like me and not have one.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But yeah, you...
I've been turning down assignments like left and right.
Yeah.
And I always get that guilt of like, ooh, do I need that money? Mm-hmm. Like, I could use it. Mm-hmm. Usually I'll turn down assignments if I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But if it's something I do want to do, even if I didn't like schedule in time for it, I was like, oh, I really want to do that. So yeah. I'll say yes. But like after an unexpected expense, now I'm just like, please assign me something easy for lots of money. Thank you. Did not expect to extend a trip out of the country.
Meanwhile, I say yes to everything. Yeah, you've had quite the couple of weeks.
Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
You know?
When it shits and pisses rain, it shits and pisses rain.
I'm so sorry I said that. That's so gross. Unlike me.
Ew. I kind of love it, though.
God. But you know what I mean? Like that type of rain that's like, this is just insulting.
Yeah.
You finally, listen.
It's like vomiting rain. You're like, okay, enough.
You finally, let me take my blazer off.
Yeah.
Let me get a little more comfortable.
I finally left my house.
Sable finally left her house. She went on a gorgeous tropical vacation.
So gorgeous. And then, of course, the universe was like, you're not done yet, bitch.
Listen.
Guess who didn't get COVID yet? Well, now you will.
It all
and you can't go home.
It comes for us all.
It truly does. There was like a moment where like, you know, that panic moment when I was meant to fly home the next day and I tested positive. And I was mostly, I didn't even know I had it. Like, I didn't feel symptoms. So I was like, fuck.
So long story short, Sable finally went on vacation. And before she had to test to fly back to the US.
Yeah.
And the day before she flew back, she tested positive.
Yes. And there's no protocol where I was. Like, if I had been that bougie bitch who like did the whole resort route in Cancun or Tulum.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of those resorts and hotels will allow you to self-isolate for free.
Oh.
Because like a lot of people were like, oh, like your hotel should let you. And I was like, that's very nice that you think I'm a hotel girl, but I'm not that rich. Yeah. Like, I'm still on the Airbnb thing.
Yeah, you Airbnb'd it, right? Every time I Airbnb, I wish I hadn't.
Really?
Unless it's with a group of people. Like Kara's wedding was lit.
That was cool.
Because that was all of us in one place. So that made sense. But like,
hotels are like expensive for me.
But like Airbnbs after the, like, after the fees and shit.
You have more control.
How do you mean?
Because you can pick and choose the type of place. Like, hotels are kind of all the same, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a bed and a bathroom and a lobby with like an expensive restaurant in it. But Airbnbs, you at least have a kitchen. You can kind of prepare your own food if you want.
That's true.
They might have other amenities like a pool, like which this one had. And like, yeah, it was a really gorgeous Airbnb in Puerto Escondido.
Yeah.
In Oaxaca.
That place looked sick.
It was sick. It was pretty sick. A friend recommended me the spot, so I was like, yep. Like, not the worst place to self-isolate at all.
No.
Like, very chill.
I'm just glad you were able to come home.
Yeah. When you needed. I'm glad that, like, the planning afterwards to reschedule my flight and extend my stay, like, that was not that hard.
No.
But, yeah, for that, like, one afternoon, I was, like, fully panicking. There's the panic of just, like, when you're, like, I'm ready to go home. And it's like, well, you can't. And I'm like, no.
There's nothing worse than like wherever you are, just like being ready to go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a week was the perfect amount of time for like a beach town where that's all you do. And then I was like, wait, the fuck else am I going to do here?
Right. Right.
I like brought my computer thinking I would like work on my book. Didn't do that. I attempted to when I had to self-isolate, but like my brain was like, nope.
Didn't you put on your story that like, oh, I finally have time to work on my manuscript?
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, you're lying.
It was me staring at my computer, staring at like the sunset, staring at my computer. And I was like, yeah, this is not happening.
It's fine.
Yeah. Even though it's like technically due next month and it's not even, it's like halfway done.
We work under pressure.
Yeah.
Every time I sit in an Airbnb, something weird happens.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, the first time in New Orleans, that's when I got that unkillable case of super scabies.
Okay. Did you like get any money back or like any...
No.
Because that's kind of...
And that was like the
punch... That's fucking rude.
That was the punchline of like this whole situation that was a big Airbnb snafu.
Okay.
So that was that. And then
I would, yeah. I guess I would be sour to Airbnb after that too.
Yeah. Philly.
Yeah.
We got there and the front doorknob fell off. And I was like, what? Like, I'm a handy guy, but I'm not fixing the fucking doorknob on my Airbnb.
Was the host around?
No. Oh. But it's okay because then I accidentally tore the headboard off the wall.
It was like that.
I mean, I don't really want to say how that happened, but you can piece it together. So, you know, every time I'm just like, I'm a hotel girl. I'm sorry.
I tend to book Airbnbs that have like super hosts.
Sure.
So it's like they have a well-oiled machine for how they run it and manage it. And obviously the reviews, I read all the reviews. So it's like, okay. This is like a spot that people clearly Airbnb out, so like they know the drill.
Yeah.
And we have like all the amenities, so it's like cool.
Right. We're going to be honest. we have like barely a loose theme today.
No theme.
It's sort of like a catch-up episode. It's sort of a summer episode.
A little bit, yeah. It's a seasonal, what's that word? A moose boosh.
Listen, I miss my best friend. I miss the show. We're getting back into it.
Also, I don't really think anyone cares about learning. I don't know.
Y'all hate guests.
Yeah. Well, I've realized that there's like a demo of people who will probably turn this on to like clean their house or like bop around and not really, you know, just like enjoy the sound of two people gabbing about.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who turn it on and they're like,
oh, don't. I don't want to go down this road. I don't want to go down this road. Oh, we're not doing it. We're not referencing
it. Expect to learn something and then they're disappointed when they don't. And I'm telling you right now.
Nope. We're not doing it. We're not. This podcast is great.
I never claim to know things.
This podcast is great. We're both very smart.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not worried about anyone else.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know where the unfollow button is.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Sample. You know, it's for sometimes you want the smell you later, sometimes you don't.
And that's fine.
And that's okay, man.
That's fine.
Every motherfucker and their mother has a podcast.
Our streams are doing just fine.
Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So, what do I smell like today?
What?
I smell like black tie from Celine.
Ooh. Oh, ooh.
Yes.
Fancy girl.
Tracked down. You know, I was like, you know what?
I didn't realize that Celine did fragrance.
They have eight. I actually think they have nine. They're not available in like retailers other than Celine stores themselves, of
the
course.
Celine store. I think I saw like LaLisa post something about Celine fragrance on her Instagram because she's a Celine ambassador.
Right. Listen, I'm a dumb bitch that doesn't know shit about fashion. I'm a makeup girl. I'm a fragrance girl. But I don't know
how to dress myself.
Right. I've always really liked Celine. So I'm like a Celine, Tibby, Marnie kind of person. Anything with like a huge silhouette. So one day on one of my spring shopping excursions, I had brunch with Fran.
Mm-hmm.
We split a bottle of champagne, got two more cocktails. And I was like, we're going to Celine. We stop in and like, I never know when it's not like a fragrance counter or a specialized retailer situation, like what the fantasy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think they were going to want to fuck with us or like talk to us about it. They were like super cool. They like ran us down through everything. And I really like everything that I smelled for the most part. But there was one that I especially liked called Black Tie and I'm wearing it today. It's the vanilla.
Ooh.
And you know, it is vanilla, orris, cedar, moss, and musk. Not a ton going on, but it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a sweet, heady, sort of soft, powdery vanilla. Not a shit ton of depth there, but also not super light. It's just sort of like, you know, it doesn't blow my mind. I'm really happy that like I'm wearing it. I'm really happy that, you know, I have finally tracked it down.
Right. I'm sure it's like understated, sort of subdued scent, the way the whole Celine aesthetic seems to be.
Exactly. Yeah. They have another one that I really like, except the name. It's called Nightclubbing.
Okay.
Which like embarrassing, but it's really smoky. And I don't mean smoky like incense or wood. I mean like cigarettes.
Mm.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like ash and char and tobacco, and that's also really nice. It's almost like too dark, like too ashy and black to wear in anything other than like a gross nightclub situation. But mm-hmm. I do really like it, and I don't think these are, you know, made to layer, but I think that would layer really nicely with this, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what I'm wearing today. And if you are looking for Vanilla just by Kayali, they're not going to let you down. But this is really, really good. And if you have the chance to smell some Celine scents, you should. They're also not as expensive as I
really?
Thought. And as I say that, they are still very expensive.
Are they like $300?
They're like $290. And I think that might be for the
less than $300 for a luxury brand like Celine.
Yeah.
I feel like is acceptable.
Oh, 240. That's not, listen,
240 for 100 milliliters or for 50 though?
I don't know.
Or do they only do one size?
No, there's two actually.
Okay.
3 ounces for 240. That's a shit ton of scent.
Yeah, that's the big one.
This isn't a finance that's podcast. Fine. It's fine. We're not telling you how to save money or even do save
money. I always like in my brain, I compare it to how much the artisanal niche brands go for. Like Dias and Durga, I think, is 260 for 100 milliliters.
Oh, we should go there.
Oh, dude, we should after this. Yep. Yes.
Let's pay a visit. I have so much work to do today, but let's do that. I will pop the question back to you. But as we are on the Vanilla tip right now, have you smelled Vanille Antique from Byredo?
Yes, they did send it to me.
What do you think?
I like it. I feel like, and I only have one other Byredo vanilla fragrance to compare it to, which was Seven Veils.
Oh, Seven Veils. You have Seven Veils?
No. But I used to I think I actually had a bunch of samples, but I have smelled it before. And Seven Veils struck me as so distinct because it was vanilla that had this kind of like soury, tangy note to it, which might have been like a resinous oud thing.
Mm-hmm. Resin is a good...
Yeah, like it had like this resinous quality to it that made it like a little tangy.
Yeah.
And Vanille Antique
has
that little taint.
Do you think
on me? And I don't have the notes in front of me. I don't know if there's oud in it. I think there might be, but like part of me is like, just let vanilla, like you don't have to make it. But maybe that's the Byredo signature, like that's how they deliver vanilla, you know, like that's the thing, that's how Ben Gorham likes it, which like I respect that. But at the same time, I was like, for a vanilla fragrance, I was like, I'm getting a lot of other things.
Can I take you down this road with me?
Yes.
So I really liked Seven Veils because it was like a weird, like muted vanilla, but not a muted fragrance, if that makes any sense. Like it wasn't an outright vanilla, but they weren't trying to hide it either. It was just blended really nicely. And I really love the name Seven Veils and where it comes from.
Yeah.
Because in the New
Testament. It's like a biblical
thing. Yeah, I think it's the New Testament.
Something about dancing and cutting a man's head off.
It's Salome did the Dances of Veils for King Herod, and he was so impressed by it that he said, in return, I'll give you whatever you want. And she said, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter.
Damn,
girl. LOL. So I just love, like, I love the scent, I love the name, I love the concept, and I love that it's a vanilla. And but what I don't love is that they fucking discontinued it. So
I wonder why.
Because they knew this was coming. They didn't want to have two vanillas, really? I'm sure. Yeah. And
you can have two vanillas.
I know. I know. Especially when the Vanille Antique is a Night Veils.
Yeah.
It's part of the Night Veil collection, which
that's
are
That's why
which
it's
are
like X-rates. A concentrate. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But maybe that's also why it's like extra punchy.
Okay. But when they discontinued Seven Veils, I was like, all right, like, let me keep an eye out for this new vanilla. And here it is. And I was so excited about it because I love Byredo. I love vanilla. Mm-hmm. I love strong vanillas. It's like, it is so light on me.
Really?
Yes.
That's unexpected.
I have worn it so much. And you know, things on me pull sweet.
Yeah.
And it's an X-rate. So like there's a higher raw material content. It is so light.
Interesting.
And like,
do you get more vanilla though, or do you get?
I do get a lot more vanilla than apparently you do. It's sort of like a raw vanilla.
Yeah. I get more of like the, I don't know, like the dark woods or something.
No, like, and I like it. I don't dislike it. But I mean, Byredo scents on me wear strongly, sort of no matter what it is. I really, and I like that. This one being made to wear more pungently doesn't. And I'm like,
interesting.
I kind of fumbled the bag here. And I don't know what it is. Cause like,
maybe it's meant to though. like maybe again, that's like another way he's chosen to interpret vanilla.
But why then would it be an X-ray?
Maybe they tried to do it as like a regular one. They were like, it's way too light.
It's brown. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm not just, I guess I am disappointed by it, actually. I like it. I just wish for more. Mm. You like almost can't even smell it on me when you hug me.
Weird.
Not that I've ever hugged me before, but like, it's odd.
Has someone hugged you while you were wearing it?
Yeah, Fran.
Okay.
He's like, I can't smell it on you. I'm like, okay,
dang.
Great. Yeah.
Well.
Flop.
It's okay. I feel like things in general, if they have the pension to, they will pull sour on me.
Mm, yeah.
I'm just a sour girl, I guess, yeah. But it is pleasant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't grab me necessarily.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It's nice.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yes.
What are you smelling today?
Okay. I did a very Sable thing.
God.
I sprayed two different scents.
I knew as soon as I saw them. Which one?
I am wearing Boy Smells Cashmere Kush on my left wrist. Okay. And Boy Smells Cowboy Kush on my right wrist. And as I suspected, I do prefer Cashmere Kush.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I prefer Cowboy Kush.
I could see that.
Yep.
I mean, I love them both. But Cashmere is like, it's just a little lighter.
Oh, it's much lighter.
Yeah, it's much, much lighter. It has that kind of like airiness to it and then veil of soft muskiness. But what's interesting is that with Cashmere Kush, like as soon as I spray it on right out of the gate, you get this like pop of pepperiness.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the bottle. I was like, oh, because there's rhubarb and pink peppercorn yep. on top.
Yep.
Duh. Boy Smells really loves pepper. Like, I feel like they love peppery notes in, like, yep. all of their fragrances. So, like, all of them kind of have that, like, bombastic quality right out of the bottle, which I like. But at the same time, I was like, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then after I've been wearing it for an hour, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's real smooth on the dry down.
Yep.
And Cowboy Kush is a little more smokier, woodier, leatherier.
I love... Sorry, yeah. I'm just stealing this from you. I really... like Cowboy Kush.
Mm-hmm.
It is what
it's
is
like a, it's just like I think of like cowboy hats and like assless chaps and just leather saddles. Okay.
It's like they took cowboy their stuff. Their original one of their original five cores yep. suede pony and
yeah. mm-hmm.
which I really like, and I think that's one of like the faves,
yeah,
and made it even better.
I could see that. It's got more depth
and it's a little sweeter,
yeah,
and it's a little more sensorial,
yeah.
It's hazelnut, white leather. I can't read any of this, but yeah, it's just like a little bit sweeter in a way that of course resonates with me. I yeah. go on, sorry, I'm hijacking this.
Well, okay, so Boy Smells released three more candles turned to fragrances in the Kush collection.
Mm-hmm.
So other than these two, there's also Italian Kush, which is lovely. It's very citrusy, which to me, I think citrus is pleasant, but it like, it just, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Go on, but
the face you're making. Oh my God.
I have something to say.
Okay. So I think Italian Kush is probably the most universally friendly or wearable, just because I feel like people really respond to citrus, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like green, it's citrusy. There's like the sweetness of like a grapefruity kind of situation and like mandarin. But I'm like, okay, whatever. Like to me, I'm like, this is nice, but like, eh. But the other two are the ones we love because they're dirtier.
Yeah, I put on, I knew Cowboy Kush was going to be the one for me. Yeah. And I knew that Cashmere Kush was going to be the one for you. As of soon course. As I sprayed it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a Sable scent. I just really like the texture of Cashmere Kush
yes.
a lot, even though it's not my favorite. It's like, this is really nicely done.
Oh, it's lovely. What?
Italian Kush? Oh, my God. I don't know what about it makes it do this.
What?
But on me, you're right. It's really bright. It's really citrusy and tangy.
It's like way more citrus than Kush.
Mm-hmm.
Way more.
There is this note of body odor in it.
I see what you mean. Oh, no, I see what you mean.
And
for
immediately.
Sure. It's like a cumin-y kind of situation.
It's like, and I hate this word, I'm sorry I'm saying it, but it's like fucking ripe. Like, I put it on and I was like, now hold on.
That's Italiano.
And I was like, right, and I was like, fresh out the shower. So I was like, I know this isn't me. And
that's the Italian part.
I think I brought it because I was like, I'm not convinced. So I was like, maybe something's wrong here. And I kept like smelling myself throughout the day. And I was like, is that me? Like panicking. And yeah, I'm not a smelly girl, but I brought it to work with me. Mm-hmm. And I worked out in the middle of the day and I showered and put it back on to see if it was like
happening again.
Yeah. And bitch, it was. I was like, I don't know. And I don't want to say I dislike it because there's
Okay. Did other people smell it on you and did they say?
I was afraid to ask.
Okay.
Because I don't.
But nobody commented.
No.
Okay.
But I didn't want to be like, hey, do I smell like lemons and sweat? Like,
that's like not a bad thing.
My coworker did like catch me like smelling myself like under my collar. Yeah. She was like, everything all right? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I need a shower. And again, you didn't have that experience clearly. Mm-mm. So.
But I could see what you mean.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like the cush of it.
The cush
of it
all.
That's what it brought out, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I really, really, really like these a lot. And I really like, obviously, Hinoki Fantôme.
Yes.
Their core drop was great. I wasn't really gagged on Marble Fruit, which was their sixth release.
It was fine.
But everything post that, I'm like, I really think they're finding their stride.
Hinoki Fantôme is almost a little too intense for me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm also a generous spritzer, so maybe I just have to like reel it in.
These are very... Boy smells across the
they're
board
all pretty
are very strong scents.
Yeah.
Hinoki Fantôme, I feel like, wears lighter on me. But yeah, all the core, mm-hmm. and these especially. I spread Cowboy Kush in my bathroom and walked back in like 20 minutes later. And I was like, oh God, it's still hanging out here. My mom bought all of the vials of the core.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, girl. These are strong.
They
I'm
are
choking
strong.
Out. And I was like, you're not wrong. So it's you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Violet Ends is still... my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Still the winning one.
Hinoki Fantôme, I want to fucking chug that. It's so good.
I think I need to just like ease up with my application of
I
that one.
I want to Cowboy Kush out tonight.
Okay. I like that it was a spring summer release because mm-hmm. it's not necessarily, I don't know if it's like, if I think of Kush in terms of like summer or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it seemed a little bit like off the cuff and alternative and not so expected. I guess Italian Kush is a summer scent because it's citrus.
To me, cashmere is spring. Italian is summer. Cashmere, cowboy is fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got the whole three quarters for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the winter Kush?
Exactly.
Hinoki Fantôme's the winter Kush.
Hinoki Fantôme is kind of the winter Kush.
It kind of is,
I love it.
Yeah. I kind of want them to do the rest of the Fantômes. In fragrances.
I do too. What candle did they send us?
Copal Fantôme.
That's so good.
Iris Fantôme.
Okay.
Also really good.
Do you have that?
I don't. Okay. I have the Copal one.
Okay.
But those, I think, need to be fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a plan.
I do wonder because their initial launch obviously was not any of the candle scents in... a fine fragrance, which was very intentional. Neither was their six, but mm-hmm. then they hit Hinoki Fantôme, and I think it's the best work, honestly.
I kind of think so. It's like, give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Things that they know in a different format.
The Kush does not surprise me mm-hmm. that they're rolling these out in fine fragrance. That was such a no-brainer, and good for them. Like, cash your checks. Yeah, I don't know. I love them.
More candles should be fragrances, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. Other candles, what are you doing? Come on.
I think everyone really wants Slow Burn, the Casey scent.
Yeah, I feel like that'll probably, maybe it'll be like a limited edition holiday.
I don't think it's happening.
Or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shouldn't say too much.
Oh,
but
you have the ins.
Yeah.
I don't have the ins.
I know. I won't have the ins if I fucking keep running my mouth on the show. Has anything come out lately that you really like?
Yes. New Acro scent. Ink.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
About tattoos.
About
shout
tattoos.
Out. Yeah.
So fucking good.
Yes.
Very unexpected.
Yeah.
Me as a person who does not have any tattoos, I have no idea what that world is.
Yep.
I think like the one time I've been in a tattoo shop was for the event, this Acro event that they hosted at Inked.
Sure. Yeah.
And
is that the one like sort of Midtown vibes?
Yeah, it's like Flatiron. Yeah, it's like Chelsea Flatiron. They were doing flash tattoos there.
When you say Inked, is that like the magazine?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know,
I know
anything
exactly what
about
you're talking
tattoos.
About. I'm like, what transpires in this?
I have no idea about the culture. I'm tattoo dumb. And that's okay.
Because Inked is a tattoo publication.
Yes.
And the logo outside is exactly the one on the magazine.
Maybe it's related. Yeah.
And that's not how tattoo shops look. So I'm like, no. I think you are okay. the publisher, whatever.
Maybe they're both. Maybe it's like their HQ and then sure. they also have a tattoo studio because that would make perfect sense. That would make perfect
sense, right.
So this, the core, I guess, of ink has to do with, it's based on the scent of tattoo ink, of a certain type of tattoo ink that's like very prevalent in Europe. Mm-hmm. But to me, it smells super leathery and suedey.
Really?
Yeah. Like, honestly, to me, I was like, oh, that just smells like leather.
Really?
But in like a really nice way. Wait, I'll get it.
So I have it. They sent it. And, we can get it though. We can grab it. To me, inked. So I was really excited about it. So to run you back, Acro is the fragrance brand that's all about quote unquote addictions and vices and, you know, guilty pleasures, things like that, which we don't believe in guilt. We just believe in pleasure. But I was really excited about inked because obviously I enjoy tattoos mm-hmm. and have a couple. And to me, you're right. This is super leathery.
It's so leathery. On but me, then there is this like this kind like of like
fucking tattoo chair. Yeah.
Almost like vinyl quality to it as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Like or rubber.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it also to me and on me more so is extremely cold. Mm. It is really chilly. So I wasn't getting leather until you said that. Mm. To me, it's more of like the tattoo gun. Oh. It's very metallic. It's yeah, very chilly. Yes.
There is a metallic-y.
And yes. not bad by any means, but it's so funny because Acro, I feel, is such a gorgeous collection of warm, spicy, gourmand, beautiful scents, very speaking my language. And this is a complete 180 turn that I think was perhaps, you know, a white space for them if they... Yeah. Yeah, white space. I'm such a fucking idiot. But you know what I mean. This is, like, this is yeah. truly like unlike anything they've done.
They did say that there was a lot of this. They consider this like a woody scent.
Okay.
Because there are lots of woody notes in it, okay. which I do get.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, this kind of just smells like a vinyl catsuit, which is like a little sexy.
A vinyl catsuit.
Yeah, kind of. But like also leather. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a motorcycle seat or something.
It's good. It's good.
Really good. If anything, I feel like ink is probably the most like quote unquote wearable in the sense that it's like the least polarizing.
Do you think?
Because it's like, so soft, you know?
I feel like it has fangs.
I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a soft, leathery, woody fragrance, which I feel like a lot of people gravitate towards for like a casual vibe.
Okay.
As I mean, I'm just comparing it to the other collection, yeah. which is like way more audacious and
yeah.
bold.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of all of them. Like, no, they're all pretty strong. Mm-hmm. And they all have very literal kind of interpretations of what they're meant to represent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, Haze, they sent me a bottle of Haze for 420.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, woo, that smells like weed.
I love
like,
Haze, though. It's so nice.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. But, I like, right, that yeah. shit,
though.
Right out, it was like, no,
yeah,
like awake and dark. You get like a real big punch of coffee and chocolate. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So I was like, yeah, this like ink, if anything, is like the most kind of like mysterious.
Fair,
which is nice.
Fair,
but yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I when we had them on the show, they were like, yeah, like we should have a. They said something about having an event at a tattoo shop, and I was like, bitch, I'm there, and bitch, I was not there because I was at a fundraiser.
You were at a fancy fucking dinner at Cipriani's.
I know. And listen, I have enough tattoos. I don't need a random flash tattoo yeah. from a fragrance event, which I would have for sure gotten.
Yeah.
Did Devin get one?
I didn't see her there actually. Okay. She said she was going, but I didn't see her there.
Okay.
Did you get the new Hawthorne?
Do I have a story for you? Yes, I did get the new Hawthorne.
Okay. I will also.
No, wait, grab it. It's still in the box. I haven't. Yeah. It's green. Okay, wait, though. I went to that event.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's right. I fully didn't have time to, but I was like, I love a party. Hawthorne had this event with Philip Lim 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was at the Philip Lim Boutique in Lower East, I want to say.
I
don't
know, man.
And I don't know. It was a Thursday night. It was beautiful out. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go. Because I've worked with Hawthorne quite a bit since they dropped. Yeah. I mean, worked with covered them. Oh, you know what I mean?
Like, okay.
And like a good couple times, like I put them in the New York Times, mm-hmm. like they were in Allure. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, let me just do this. And
let me say hey to the boys.
Yeah. So I go and I walk in. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like this is one of those events.
What
like everyone was like cool. You know what I mean?
An influencer event?
No. It was just like
a fashion people
event. It was a fashion people event. And I was like, oh God. And like,
I hate fashion events because I feel like a fucking orphan.
Right. And listen, like I, as you know, I'm very cool. So I fit right in, but I was like, oh man, this is not like I should have expected anyway.
Yeah.
Met the guys from Hawthorne. They're so fucking lovely.
They're so cool. I remember when we interviewed them and they were just like,
so dope.
So sweet.
Yeah. And I met Dana.
Oh, we interviewed also.
Yeah.
Small world.
It was just such a lovely like time. I'm really, really happy. We gotta hang out with them. They live by me.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure
didn't know.
Well, I know they're New York based, so like obviously they're around.
I feel like I cannot smell this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so Hawthorne. Light.
I didn't realize that they were releasing fragrances like on their own because their whole model was that they would pair you with a work and play fragrance.
Yeah.
And now I guess they're just releasing them as fragrances.
But they're all called work and play, like you said. Yeah. So they give you a context of what you're wearing, but they don't have specific names. Mm. They're just all called work and play. So no matter what pair you get, this is going to be called work and play. And they might tell you, oh, this is spicy and leathery.
This is play.
This is fresh and whatever. But this one has an actual name called Green Cypress. And the first thing my bitch ass said to them, I was like, oh, I see you named the fragrance. And they're like, yeah, I think this is good for them. And I hope that they do it. I also hope that they retroactively name everything.
Well, that model is clever, but then I thought, what if you just want to buy this one fragrance?
Exactly.
And you don't want to fuck with the whole survey and you don't want to do guessing. You're just like, I just want this one thing.
And even if you want to, if they want to keep them paired.
Yeah.
How do I know which one?
Exactly.
You know, I know it makes sense to them, but like as a consumer, I don't know. Also,
I feel like they should name all of them anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Even as they pair.
I agree.
Them. But like, okay, I don't really know the story behind this one, but like Green Cypress is new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's totally new. It says it's a play fragrance, which is interesting to me because I'm like, oh, I could see this working for work. And it says in the bottle, Green Cypress is a resinous evergreen scent created by Rodrigo Flores Ru, our guy. It has notes of cypress, pine, resin, vetiver, and oak moss. And I feel like I smell every single one of those in here.
Have you worn it yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty linear. It's really dry, clean.
Yeah.
It's a very fresh interpretation of like a foresty, woody, evergreen
that
scent.
That does smell nice. That does smell nice.
Yeah.
They also told me about one that's coming up, which sounds really good. Yeah.
See, this like, I don't know if this is like a new direction they're moving in or whatever, but like this is giving like down to earth Aesop.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, wow, this is like really elevated and... Right. But not in a snooty way.
No.
Yeah.
They also, Hawthorne is also available in Target now.
Oh, that's right.
It's like highly
the fragrances
lit.
As well or just the body
I
stuff?
I think it's body right now.
Right, yeah.
Hair and body.
That makes sense.
But it wouldn't shock me if that is soon to come. Target is sort of going the Sephora route of
they
like,
are.
Oh, we need to like be cool.
Yeah.
Which like they should. Who else is Function of Beauty is in Target now.
Oh yeah.
But Hawthorne and Function, they're like lines for Target. It's not just like the product. Whereas like Starface, they're just being retailed in Target, which is also cool. Yeah.
Interesting
to see how.
Yeah, I know Target's really trying to beef up its beauty section.
Totally.
They paired with like Ulta. So there's like Ulta and Target.
Ulta's the one.
I'm like, I don't understand this collab.
See you in Hell Sephora.
It feels like a fake friendship.
What do you mean?
Like what? Like why does Ulta need Target? If anything, I could see why Target would need Ulta if it wants to position itself as like a beauty authority. But like,
I think
Ulta
that's it.
Doesn't need Target.
Ulta does not need Target. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it's getting, you know, the prestige brands into their little beauty section.
Sure.
And drawing more people because they did build out their beauty section to be more of an experience that is just like goes beyond the aisles.
It's still a fucking mess when you go there.
Still though. A mess. Still a nightmare. But yeah, I get it. And I would rather, listen, I love Target. I love Ulta. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense, I guess. If anything, I'm like, it makes sense to keep people in the store longer because you're going to spend more time in the aisles.
Totally.
And make it more of like a beauty destination. But like Target's already such a, because you can get everything there.
Yeah.
Like there's the Targets that even have like full grocery sections.
Yeah.
So I'm like, enough. You have enough.
There's something that just came out that I really, really love.
Mm.
And by the time this episode goes live, fuck, the embargo will be lifted.
Okay.
But I sometimes like to follow up before we cover something because I don't ever, because like things, dates move around and change all the time. And I just always like to confirm that we're not going to break the embargo. Uh-huh. But I didn't do that this time because I really want to talk about it. So I'm just going to go from what this email told me.
Hey, if the email says.
So Calvin Klein is releasing something new.
Okay.
And I got the embargo email like a month ago and called that in and something else that's coming from Gucci. I'll cut that out. but this is called, so it's another, it's like the 30,000th version of CK1.
Oh, I got that
which,
email too.
Which I usually don't, like, I don't know. They're just always, you know, I don't whatever. But I read the notes and I was like, now hold on a minute. This is called CK1 Summer Daze. Daze spelled D-A-Z-E. Blow my brains out. So it's happening with a top note of kumquat, an iced mint tea note at the heart.
Iced.
While musk and vetiver. I was like, ice mint tea, you say, and kumquat. One day I will know what that is.
It's a little, tiny little citrus. It looks like an orange the size of a grape. I don't know how people eat them.
We got to stop making up fruits.
Or wait, is it an orange or does it look like a lime? I'm a Google kumquat.
Do Google it.
How do you spell kumquat? Oh, no, I figured it out. It is a tiny little baby orange. Okay. I thought I had seen green ones before.
That makes sense because the bottle is orange as well.
Yeah.
And so, listen, I thought we were getting ourselves into just another like bergamot fantasy for summer, which would have been fine.
It kind of sounds that way.
I really have to say that I really fuck with it. It is so good.
Wait, did you get the scent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I love it. It's... And the first thing that I thought is CK2, which is like a benchmark for me. It's formulated to smell like cobblestones after the rain. And I wear it every time it rains. It's like really aquatic and ozone-y and sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like that. And then if you added a sweet fruity citrus to it, it's so good. I don't know. Like, and I don't ever really call shit in that I don't.
Yeah.
Think I'm really going to love because I just have so much that it's like, what? What's Same. The point, you know? I really love this. Ooh. And
CK1 Summer Days.
Summer Days.
Why do I feel like that's not the first iteration of that flavor?
It's probably fucking not.
I feel like it's like Summer Days version 4.0.
Yeah. I mean, I think they do a new CK1 every summer.
They do. Which yes, is they
quite
do.
Quite a bit.
Again, the flankerization. Yeah.
I know, the flankerization of it all. So when you see Summer Days in the store, on the counters, go smell
Give
it
because it a spritz.
I really, really love it.
Yeah,
it's like makes me super happy.
I'm like halfway expecting them to re-release the original CK1 in some like nostalgia bin.
Yeah, and it'll
probably go off gangbusters.
Yep.
Like I'm sure it will. They'll do like a whole new campaign.
Did they ever pull it? Like, is it not available?
I think it is.
Okay. But yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, like all the nostalgia things are even like I'm expecting. Well, Cool Water is still available, but like all those scents. Didn't Acqua di Gio kind of relaunch?
I think that they released an intense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did something.
Yeah, I've got that email too.
Oh, and speaking of nostalgic fragrances, my personal fave, Lolita Lemfica,
is coming back. That is literally all thanks to you.
To the U. It's clear. Yeah, they emailed me. They're like, did you know? I'm kidding. No.
You should be the fucking face of it.
I should. No, I'm kidding. Their licensing company or something. Because they were always available in Europe still, because they're a French brand.
Yeah.
I also didn't realize that Lolita Lemfica was like a fashion brand. Like I didn't know that.
I had no idea either.
They did clothes originally. And so the brand was always available in Europe. Their website is European. Everything's in euros. Mm-hmm. I do believe they ship to the US, but it's like pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. So now I guess they found a US distributor and they're going to be available exclusively in Dillard's. Odd choice, but whatever. But I think, according to the press release, they like updated, quote unquote, the fragrance from the original. So they said it would be in the original Apple bottle.
Yep.
But the like modernized, updated version, which is called Mon Premier, is going to be the scent. So it like might not be exactly the same as the original from the late 90s, but... it will be, I guess, like a very, very similar interpretation.
You know what? That probably, and I'm just spitballing here, but probably has a lot to do with it. They probably had to make the formula clean, quote unquote clean.
Yes.
You know,
I think so. That's, because I have a bottle of I believe Montpermier that I ordered it on like Guilt Group.
Yeah.
Like for, there's still like, you can still find Lolita Olympica scents from these like random distributors. Sure. So I got that one and I got like two flankers from Guilt Group and eBay. Mm-hmm. To me, the Montpermier, I guess I don't have the original to compare it to, but it smells like pretty damn similar.
Wait, sorry. The original, is that the OG, the original Lolita scent? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Montpermier is the updated version. So got it's it. Not, whatever comes back to the US isn't going to be an exact replica, but it will be updated. You're right, probably to be clean. Also, friggin' formulas are constantly updating themselves because different ingredients get banned or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of these sort of re-releases or re-promotions that you see across beauty, skincare, and fragrance have a lot to do with, specifically in the UK, because their free of list is so much more involved than ours is at this point. A lot of that, it's like they didn't reformulate the product because they wanted to, or they wanted to improve it. They did so because they had to. I'm thinking, again, I don't know for sure, but like the Kevin Aucoin Sensual Skin Enhancer, or I know at a beauty company I may or may not have worked for before, we were refranchising things because we had to clean up the formulas. So it has a lot to do with all that a lot of the times.
Yeah. I wonder why they're deciding to distribute in the US now.
I don't know. That's a good question. Because I don't know. Because like their name recognition, like.
No. Yeah. It's kind of gone.
I was so young when the first go around that I can't really speak to it. My mom wore it. So there's that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that the name means anything to anyone here, for better or worse.
I wonder if it is. They're just like, 90s nostalgia is a thing now. Yeah. So now is the time. Like maybe.
They're fucking bringing candies back. I think we talked about that before. Yeah. Which is really funny. There are a few scents that I'm like, you could come back and I wouldn't be mad, but like, it's just like the kids from Euphoria are going to be the faces of that. And I don't know, which is fine.
I feel like the one Euphoria cast member who did a fragrance collab or campaign was for Ralph Lauren Polo, which is like such a weird pick.
Angus, right?
Yeah, Angus Cloud for Ralph.
Those Euphoria kids are cashing every check that they are. There's like not one product ad that I've seen that has not been fronted by one of them, which is great. Like,
really? Yeah. Wait, now I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Angus is doing Ralph Lauren, Marc Jacobs Apparel. Cindy Sweeney is doing that skincare brand. She did something.
Oh, Laneige.
Random. David Yurman. She did something for Parade earlier.
Yeah. She's that girl.
Yeah. That girl. Even the girl with the lips is.
Girl with the lips. Alexa Demi?
No. The season two, she was new.
Oh, Chloe Cherry.
Yeah.
That makes sense. She's cashing in on that.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
weirdly, Barbie Ferrer's not doing anything.
She hit Becca.
Yeah, look what happened.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's like, neither is Zendaya. Zendaya isn't an A-lister in her own right.
Zendaya's like, by the way, I'm very famous.
Yeah. I have money. I'm good. I watched that new Spider-Man on the plane. It was very enjoyable.
I want to see it only because I really liked the... I think I saw the first one of this franchise and I really liked it.
I never saw any of the Tom Holland franchise. And then I was like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. He's very charming.
It's good, yeah.
And he's the only Spider-Man who is like actually like a teenager. So I was like, this makes sense. Because Peter Parker is supposed to be a high school student.
Yeah. I only saw the first one, but I would watch the second and third.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's so fine.
He's pretty... He's very fine. Like... Yeah. Not normally into younger dudes, but like...
Oh, is he younger?
Of course, everyone is younger than us.
Well, how old? Don't even tell me. Don't really.
He's probably like 25.
He didn't strike me as that young.
Everyone's 25. Let me Google. As I Google Tom Holland. My Google history search. Kumquat.
What's on
Tom
your nails? Holland. That's gorgeous.
It's the one that you...
God damn it.
Another stories. Another story is Nocturne something.
I tried to hunt that down in store.
He's literally 25 years old. Ugh. He was born June 1st, 1996. So...
Unfortunately.
I was correct. Everyone is 25.
I would make an exception for him.
I would... Sure, I'd date a 25. Why not? Everybody my age I try to date, they wouldn't take me seriously because they're like, you're not 35.
I was oh my god, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
I can't tell you right now. It's been so long since we've recorded. Like, what other things have come into my life?
What has come into your life?
I mean, product wise.
I meant everything else.
No.
Okay, so like what we were as we were like, we don't need an angle for this episode. Speaking of dating 25-year-olds.
I was going to say, are we going to talk about it or not?
Oh my God, okay. No, this dude's like clearly not interested in me.
Flop.
Well, who knows? No, I'm pretty sure it's not. Anyway, when I was self-isolating in Mexico, I had all the time in the world to just look at my phone because I was stuck here. So I was just like on, let me like look at my matches on Hinge or whatever. Let me chat up some of the boys and see what's up. And so I was chatting with this one guy who was like, oh, he's cute. He's just like, the chat's good.
How old is he?
32.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Or not that much of a difference, I should say.
No, not at all.
It's funny because he was like, what are you up to? And I was like, oh, I'm stuck in Mexico with COVID. And then, he goes, oh, no wonder you're so responsive. Which I was like, oh, that's a little sad, actually. So, I was just like lining up dates for when I come back to New York.
Love that.
And so we hung out and really sweet guy. Mans was hot, got to say. Mm. And a really odd thing happened where we were at a restaurant. He like excused himself to go to the restroom and came back. And we came back apropos of nothing. He said, I don't know if this is like a manufactured thing or like if it's just like something I'm noticing or something that's happening. But like people are really upping their scent game this summer. And I was just like, who sent you? What did you just Google me in the bathroom? Yeah, like what?
Can I follow up on that?
Like, yeah, I was so like, skirt.
Did you talk about what you did?
No. I never do because I hate answering questions about myself.
But he knew that you were a writer, a beauty writer.
Maybe. Not even. I don't know. Yeah, I don't like to talk about what I do for a living on dates, which is really odd because I guess that's like a pretty preliminary thing that you talk about.
True. True.
I do nothing. I just came out of nowhere.
You're just interrogating just them exist. The entire time.
Yeah, I just exist. So I was like, yeah. And then we start talking about fragrance and scent. And then I was like, oh, well, are you into fragrance? Do you wear scent or like whatever? And he's like, not really, but I used to work in fashion. And I was turned on to a couple things through that.
Yeah,
and
I bet you were.
Yeah. I bet you fucking were. And then he just like proceeds to name drop all of my favorite scents on a dude. And I was like, all right. Where's the camera?
Yeah.
Like, who's fucking punking me right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's weird. Wait, like what? Like, you told me the
attacks. Okay, okay. Specifically, Comme des Garçons, Wonderwood, and Man 2.
Yeah,
And Dies and Durga. And I was like, the fuck?
Wait, which Dies and Durga?
I think, like, in general. I was like, okay, who the fuck are you? Who sent you? The fuck is this?
That's wild.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird. And I was like, cool.
Right.
But then I was like, okay, if you, a boy who doesn't really participate in beauty or like, he's like one of those dudes who's like, I wash my face with water. And you're like, your skin is fucking perfect.
Right.
And he's like, I don't even use shampoo. It's just water. And like, and your hair is fucking perfect.
Wait, he didn't say that.
No. Yeah, he did.
No.
And he has like really long curly hair and it's like, they're like beautiful.
He doesn't wash his face.
It's water. That's what boys do. They just like stand in a shower and they're like, I'm clean.
At best.
Yeah. I mean, like, whatever. He's working for him. So good for him. But it's infuriating. It is infuriating. It's so unfair. So I was like, okay, so you're not like a beauty guy.
Right.
But you appreciate parts of it. So the fact
not
that.
Soap.
Yeah. I'm sure he uses soap, Tynan. God. At least not in the parts that count.
Please.
But I was like, so the fact that you are noticing a scent thing, interesting, very interesting to me. And then like somehow we both came up with a moniker, Scent Boy Summer, which I'm just like, it is a Scent Boy
Summer. I love Scent Boy Summer.
It's going to be a Scent Boy Summer.
We're going to use that.
Yeah. I'm like, if the boys are noticing, then it's a thing.
I have sort of a similar story.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell. Spill.
No, I'll tell you after.
Oh my God, Tynan.
It was sort of it was definitely like a who sent you situation.
Well, I don't know.
So I'm cutting this out.
Okay.
The gentleman that I've been, dating.
Okay.
Same
dude that you told me about.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Madrid like 3 weeks ago or something. And he texted me and like, he knows what I do and shit. And he was like, yeah, like these days, like every time I see like a bottle of perfume or whatever, like it makes me think of you. And I was like, meh. And he's texted me. And he was like this. And he texted me and he was holding a bottle of Byredo 1996.
Fuck off.
And I'm like,
fuck the fuck
off. I'm like, that's my number one fragrance. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
and he's like, something's afoot.
I was like, something's afoot.
Who is trying to ruin us with manipulation?
And I know he doesn't listen to this show, thank God. But yeah, I was like, oh no. So I don't know. I guess.
Wait, like what was like? Why did he pick that up? Where was he?
He was like at an actors at some hotel party or a hotel room with like one or two other writers.
And wait, he's an actor?
Writer.
Oh, he's a writer.
Yeah, unfortunately. He's an editor.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was like, this is a little too close to
that
home.
That is suspicious.
So yeah, a little sus.
This is suspicious.
I know.
I feel like Carrie, and I'm like, where is the bucket of pig's blood?
I was like, Bradshaw?
No. God, what a good mashup, though. I would love to see that mashup if someone makes like Sex and the City, but like horror. Ooh, what a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Sex and the City, but horror. Someone please, Jordan Peele, please do this.
Manhattan is terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. A dating is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like that movie Fresh on Hulu. Anyway. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
I still don't want to.
Anyway, yeah.
Wait. I'm sitting next to them.
Okay.
And I've smelled two of them, but I guess I've smelled four of them, but I haven't worn any of them.
What?
The Maluma scents.
Yeah.
Have you worn any of these?
No.
I am actually kind of... Okay, I need to wear them before I run my mouth. I kind of think they smell good.
They're not bad, but like...
I know they smell like balls.
They do smell like balls.
Ugh. But no, like, there's... I took this one out of the box and this one out of the box, and this one smells really good. Oh, no.
Which one is that one?
This is Garnet. Nope. This is Amethyst.
Actually, I think I did like Amethyst.
Also, Jade. Can I get any of these names right? Jade.
They're all gemstones.
Yeah. I think smells really good. Or sort of is trying to smell good, rather.
It's nothing new.
Well, I mean, I didn't expect it to be.
To me.
Oh, I like this.
But I remember a few episodes ago, you were like, I really want to get my hands on the Maluma scents.
And here we are.
And they came to us.
I saw this tweet, and it said, I think I actually posted this because it was so funny. It was just like, if they don't smell like his fucking cum, I don't want it.
Okay, that's pretty great.
And I was like, you know what?
Ooh, Jade is kind of nice, actually.
Oh, this is nice, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as I'm like changing my mind in real time,
let's have Maluma on the show.
Let's have Maluma on.
Girl,
I don't really know anything about him. Like, he's a musical artist. That's literally the extent of my
that's
knowledge.
Fine,
that's it. Okay, and he's fine. Obviously everybody's hot and famous. Like, what the fuck, what are we supposed to do?
You were also hot and famous.
No,
what are
I'm
you complaining
not
about?
Not enough. No, I'm kidding. I actually think it would be awful to be famous. Like,
what is this?
Okay, so I also received a new... Sorry, we're like bouncing all over the fucking place today. Ex Nihilo released a new... I think it's limited edition, new version of one of its popular fragrances, Lust in Paradise.
Okay.
And this is the Riviera edition. It sounds like a Lana Del Rey album.
Yeah, it does.
And I actually really like it. I own the original Lust in Paradise. Mm. It's a kind of a tropical floral... You know, pleasant, but like whatever. Okay. Just like feminine, yes. Yeah. And the Riviera version, oh, it is limited edition, it says in the bottle, is like that. It has like the tuberose and the tropical floral, but it's got like a blanket of musk over it. And you know I love anything musky.
Yeah.
So it's got like almost like this like chewiness, like this marshmallowiness to it.
Ooh.
That I really like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Sorry, this is another pivot.
Okay.
This is
pivot.
I was at this thing last night.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, okay, the moral of the story is it smelled really good. But it was this event and it was like sort of bougie. And they were scenting the entire place with incense. And it smelled like, it didn't smell like incense. It smelled like burning wood and marshmallow in like this really good way. And
like s'mores?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it so much I was going to ask, but I knew those motherfuckers wouldn't tell me. So it was just like, I just had to like enjoy it while I was there. And I was hoping my clothes still smelled like it the next morning.
Clearly. Wait, what was the event?
It was a big design event at this lighting studio in Midtown. And you think like lighting studios, you think like a studio with lights. It was absolutely not that. Like, it was on the fourth floor of this building and these elevator doors open. And it was like you're just in this house or like hotel.
Okay.
It was clearly like an event space. I don't know. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It smelled really nice. I was like, okay. I gotta get my hands on some of this. I'm still in my marshmallow era. So I've been wearing a shit ton of Milk Personal.
I love
so much so that I actually reached out to them and I was like, this bottle's really big. Can you send me a 10 milliliter? And they sent me 2.5. So I'm very happy.
Cute.
You know.
Forever plugging commodity.
Forever plugging commodity. Forever plugging milk.
Yes.
It's good. It's
fine. Anyway, I do feel like it will shape up to be a scent boy summer.
I do too.
I'm eager to smell the boys, apparently.
Yeah.
As I'm dating again. So.
Yeah.
Will anyone love me? Will I figure out? Tune in to find out. Will I find true love? Or will I continue to be a beautiful shut-in?
Two things can be true.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know.
You already got the worst of it out of the way. COVID. I don't mean dating.
Yeah.
But
I guess like because it's like spring now, I'm like, oh, I should do that. I guess. I don't know. I'm taking like a pretty laissez-faire approach.
As you should.
You know what? If the chat is... That's the thing. I'm like, if the chat's good, then you progress to IRL and then we see. But like so far, it's been okay. It's been so-so. I've also been very like not having any expectations.
That's the best way to do
it? It's like probably the smarter way to do that. Mm-hmm. But then also I'm like, is that sad? Like, should I allow myself to have expectations?
That's true.
And then my ego's like, absolutely not, bitch. Mm. The other day, I stopped by my hot barista place.
Yes.
After like not going there for like 6 weeks.
Please reopen
for no reason. And as soon as I walked in, he was there and he was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in ages. And
yes.
I was like,
horny.
Did you miss me? And he was like, I was actually thinking the other day that I hadn't seen you in so long. And part of me was like, what are you gonna do about it?
Oh my God.
Still nothing.
You need to make this happen.
I don't well, that's the thing, like to me it's like such a turnoff if like you're not into me.
He's clearly into you.
Well, he's not doing anything about
he's
it
like,
so that's...
he's like the co-star of this podcast. Him and Fran are like our supporting characters.
If someone's not making a move, I get very uninterested because I'm a narcissist and that's I'm why... like if you don't love me as much as I love me, it's not gonna work out.
That's why I make all the moves. Yeah. Why wait?
Well, I was experimenting. I'm like, if you want something to happen, you should participate and be proactive.
Sure.
So like, okay, like with the Scent Boy Summer, for instance, I was like, I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to text him.
Okay.
So I did afterwards. I was like, oh, I had a good time meeting you. Just like, you know, the encouragement text of like, the light is green. Mm-hmm. Doesn't respond for hours.
But he did respond.
Yeah, but like I'm overthinking it maybe, but also I know what it looks like when someone's into you.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, you're too hot. Like, what am I going to do with you? I don't know what to do.
Have you seen you?
I don't know what to do with men who are excessively conventionally attractive because I'm like, being hot's my thing. If you take that from me, what do I have?
That's true.
Then I have to be funny and smart, and that's so much work. So much work. I'm not trying to work for this.
It took us over an hour to get to a spiral, but we finally got there. I thought with no episode concept, it was going to be a full shit show, and it wasn't, but here we are, and I love it.
Let women have hotness. Yep. That's our thing.
That's true. It also takes so much less work for a guy to achieve hotness.
Yeah, it does.
Than
it
a
does.
Woman.
It's like rude almost.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Right.
Just like be eager to please. Be grateful.
I'm with you on
they can't even do that sometimes.
Should we call it?
We should call it.
Okay.
We should call it.
Fuck. So it's about to be a scent boy summer.
You heard it here first.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite summer scents. Tell Please. Us what scents you are excited about.
And what scents you're noticing.
Yeah.
I want to know.
True. True.
What are you smelling? What are you smelling out
in
the wild?
I think we are evolving from... We've said this before, though. I think we are evolving out of Santal 33. Ugh, but finally. We are still very much in Baccarat Rouge, which we can move on from anytime.
Even, I don't know.
Cut to me.
Cut to you.
At the GLAAD Awards.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Sitting, looking amazing. Sitting at a table. So I was at the Victor and Rolf table.
Okay.
And it was me and a bunch of people and two people from L'Oreal, who handles mm-hmm. Victor and Rolf. Mm-hmm. And
was Kristen there?
Yeah. She was at the table. First time I've ever met her.
No, we met at the...
Oh, not that Kristen. Sorry,
okay,
another Kristen.
Okay.
On my right is this gentleman who is like head of global marketing for Victor and Rolf. And we're talking. Ooh. It's nice because it wasn't like didn't feel like a work thing. But we did get to fragrance and we're talking about like what we both like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him my big three, and when I got to the three, I was like, it's, you know, Cloud by Ariana Grande. And he was like, oh. And I was like, I don't like that
tone. Don't give me that.
I don't like that tone. And so I fully took him through the ringer of like why it's so good. So I'm still evangelizing about it.
Wow.
And I'm still correct. And I still get DMs every week like, hey, bitch, you're right. And I'm like, I know. Still the one.
You know what? Good.
Good is good.
Good is good.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Tell us what you love about the Summer Scents. Tell us what you are looking forward to, what you're noticing.
Who are you smelling? What are you smelling like?
Follow us on Instagram.
What would you like to smell?
Yes, at smellylater.mp3. Leave us 5 stars.
Hell yeah.
And a review.
And a review. You can leave us a shitty review and 5 stars.
Yeah, that's fine. It evens
out.
That's
totally fine.
Also, we don't care. We're having a blast. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, we also have merch on the site.
Oh, yeah.
That link in bio.
Enjoy the merch.
Whatever. People are loving the merch.
People are loving the merch.
And tag us.
And tag us.
We love seeing the girls out there in our shit.
Hell
it
yeah.
Really, like, it really warms my heart. We're happy you're loving it. It's really good.
It is really
People keep
good.
Being like, I can't believe how soft this sweatshirt is. I'm like, bitch, I know.
Yeah, it feels a little ridiculous to have, like, 3 of the same shirts in different colors.
But you think I give a shit?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I was like, one is cropped, one is oversized. But it's like, there's like a size for everything, a style for everything.
For me, they're all oversized.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Until next time.
We will
smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.